Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our prayers for the evening of Pentecost. Many of our hymns remind us more clearly than I can of the impact God's Spirit makes in our lives. So we begin by listening to or joining in with the singing of the song, Spirit of God, Unseen as the Wind. This is an excerpt from the BBC Songs of Praise, first broadcast in 2012. You will find the link in the written version of these prayers. In Acts chapter 2, we read how Peter, having been filled with the Holy Spirit, found himself able to confidently speak to the crowd and give them the message of the gospel and explain how the outpouring of God's Spirit had changed him. He was able to do this with such conviction that we read, "When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' Peter replied, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call.' With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, 'Save yourselves from this corrupt generation.' Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common." This is from Acts chapter 2, verses 37 to 42 in the New International Bible. Throughout the history of Christianity, we read of people who have experienced a sudden and life-changing sense of the Holy Spirit, empowering them to change their way of life or to confidently witness to the gospel of Christ in a variety of ways. If you go to Aldersgate Street in the City of London, you will find a sculpture commemorating the conversion of John Wesley, founder of the Methodist Church. The inscription on the memorial includes the following extract from John Wesley's diary. "In the evening, I went very unwillingly to a society in Aldersgate Street, where one was reading Luther's preface to the Epistle to the Romans. About a quarter before nine, while the leader was describing the change which God works in the heart through faith in Christ, I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ alone for salvation, and an assurance was given me that he had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death. On one occasion when we were there, the sun came out, and we saw that the shadow which is cast was that of a flame, and we realised that the sculpture had been deliberately positioned for this effect, which gave it so much more power." And so now we pray for the spirit of peace that calms our mind and stills our life. We thank you for the spirit of love that touches hearts and reaches out. We thank you for the spirit of joy that lifts our soul and gives us faith. We thank you for the spirit of power, that gift of grace for this your church. We give you thanks. This is a prayer from Faith and Worship. Loving God, you call us on a journey to growing grace and holiness. As we travel on that journey, we pray for the assurance of your loving presence, so that we may be filled with your Spirit. We pray that we may work with you and with our fellow pilgrims, so that our church and our community may become signs of your kingdom of justice and joy. Amen. Let us join together on this evening of Pentecost by saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, Lord, now and for ever. Amen. And for our final prayer, we can listen to or join in with a recording of Spirit of the Living God, Fall Afresh on Me. You can find the link in the written version of these prayers. I'm sorry, but on this occasion you will need to delete the adverts as they appear at the beginning and end. And so we bring all our prayers to you now, in the name of Jesus. Amen.